Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping, all push past yield. She will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live. Mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy. Because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is Michelle E. Alford on the mic with my segment of On Tonight with Life with Michelle E. Alford of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I'm so excited about being here this evening because I just miss you guys. I just miss being able to fellowship and share some great conversation here. We're going to put a little music in the background so it won't sound so like such a dry talk. Just in the background a little here. But today we're going to be talking about, today's topic is Don't Give Up Your Soul to Have His Heart. And this is a segment that I wanted to do for women. And this is very important for you to love yourself. And this is what one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show is because so many people, this seems to be a never-ending circumstance of life that people have a hard time with finding and dealing with love. And I wanted to be able to talk candidly with my sisters, and not meaning black or any cultural. You don't have to have any type of cultural background other than who you are. I consider my sisters with no color barriers involved, because all women are women, and we all have one common thing in our lives is that we want to be loved. We all want to be loved. Truly, don't give up your soul to have his heart. You know, oftentimes I get an opportunity to speak with other young women, other mature women, who often are confronted with the issues of being loved by someone, of wanting that desire in their life, wanting to have that in their lives. And I think it's very important that a woman should know that, you know, speaking from a woman's perspective, is that, you know, we all desire that, but I'm here to tell you that it first has to begin with you. Love has to begin within you. I can't express that enough, because sometimes, you know, we seek only the love from a man, and sometimes we don't even love ourselves. And the evidence of that is because so many women, they have low self-esteem, no self-esteem. They've had their, you know, fair share of consistent problems with relationships. And really, to be honest, you have to go within yourself and find out why that is so. Because at some given point in your life, you should be able to get to the point where you are able to embrace love in its purity. And so a lot of times we can't do that because we have missed out on the number one person in our lives, and that should be us. We should first respect and love ourselves. I am, some of the things that most women deal with, you know, we have to understand where that all stems from, because we want to give a man our heart, but we can't truly, we don't understand that we can't truly give him or, you know, bless him with the privilege of loving you because you haven't first learned to love yourself. Now, here are some of the things that I want to address. Self-esteem. You have to first understand what self-esteem means. You have to be able to esteem yourself with high esteem. Before a man could do that, you know, he can add to, but he can't be your self-esteem. If you can't be that, you can't have esteem for yourself, then it's no longer self-esteem. You can't. Although it's wonderful and great to be able to hear from a man how proud he is of you, how attractive you are to him, how loving you are to him, you have to feel those same things. Because at the end of the day, even if he says it 24/7 to you, if you still don't believe it's about yourself, it's of none effect. And let me just define what self-esteem is. Because it's very important. What, you know, I was speaking in a show a few weeks ago that we need to break down words and really get down to the meat of their understanding. There are a lot of words that have various meanings, but I think when you define a word, you are best able to absorb the message when someone is using certain words. Let's define self-esteem. Self-esteem is a term in psychology to reflect a person's overall evaluation of his or her own worth. Let me say that again. Self-esteem is a term used in psychology to reflect a person's overall evaluation of his or her own worth. Key point in being his or her own worth. You women, you have to know your worth. We say it all the time. I see so many tags on Facebook, MySpace, all these different social networkings that women, you know, just really affirming their worth and all of these things, but they're not truly believing that within themselves. They're not truly believing that they're worth far above rubies, you know. they're not believing that they're worth being loved truly by someone that can truly give them love in return for the love that they're giving out. They're not truly feeling that they're worth having somebody that's going to be monogamous toward them. They're not truly feeling that they're worth someone treating them with the utmost respect and honor. So I wanted to really, you know, make this point of understanding your self-esteem is you knowing and identifying with your own worth. It's very important to be able to say to myself, yourself, that I am worth being loved. I am worth being embraced. I am worth being honored. I am worth someone cooking dinner for me, or someone cooking breakfast for me, someone and hugging me and kissing me passionately. I am worth all of that. So you have to know that within yourself. And I just wanted to really talk about, don't give your heart, your soul, to have his heart. A lot of times women go through, because they do not know their self-worth, they allow themselves to give their soul to a man who who has made them feel unworthy of love, or they've allowed him to make them feel unworthy of love, and you give him your all in all just to have a piece of his heart, because you have to know that if he's making you feel worthless, or he's making you feel unloved, unworthy of receiving true love, he's only giving you, he's really not even really giving you his heart. He's giving you a replica of love, so to speak. So, but women, we tend to give men our hearts and hold, we love very hard. And men, let me just say this quick before I go into what I'm about to say again. Men, don't get me wrong. I know there are some men who love hard as well, but for the sake of this topic and the show, speaking to women, and being a woman myself, I wanted to, relate to the women, to the mass majority of women who are seekers of true love. And I need them to understand why it is that they need to change their mind, change their direction, so they're not giving up their soul just to, with hopes of gaining the attention and the heart of a man. Women, again, don't give up your soul to have his heart. One of the things that women do not realize, when you give up your soul, when you allow yourself to wait on a man hand and foot, and he's giving you nothing in return, love is reciprocal. Love should be something that is shared between the two of you. If you're the only one that's giving, you're in a relationship by yourself, and you're giving your soul just to have his heart, with hopes of having his heart. When you allow yourself to sleep with a man, that is the ultimate way of giving your soul to him, because every time you sleep with a man, you allow him to take a piece of your soul. That, having sex with a person is a spiritual bond, and a lot of people don't speak of it in this manner that it's a spiritual bond, but I know it's a spiritual bond, and this is why so many women are in relationships that they're often hurt from, is because they've allowed themselves to allow a man to take the ultimate part of them away from them, and that's their soul. And how that, and how they've allowed that to happen is they allow themselves to sleep with a person that who hasn't given them or demonstrated the love in its truest form to them. They're just hoping that, if I go with the program and go with the flow, that he'll fall in place, love for us will fall in place. 99% of the time it doesn't happen that way. You have to know from the beginning, and there are just some distinct things about a man that he will tell you about himself before you even get involved with him. If you just really open your heart and your mind to listen, don't always get in relationships or get in dating situations where you're always hoping that this is the one. Ladies, I would say that here's something, some of the things that you should do. Take a step back and allow yourself to begin to, if you're in the dating situation, allow yourself to date with just the hopes of just having a great time for that evening, without any being emotionally tied to that person, by giving them sex or any type of interaction, from romantically, other than maybe just an innocent kiss or the holding of hands, because those are simple things. Those things don't take away from your spirit. And that's what I mean. Anything that involves taking away from your spirit, causes you to lose your soul, to lose your mental capacity because you want something, deeper with the man. Those are the things that you should take a step back from and allow things to happen naturally. Because generally speaking, when a man truly loves a woman, and I mean truly, truly loves a woman and wants to love her, everything around him would be of no importance because he wants to have and hold the heart of that woman. And I hear so many women talk about men that are, you know, dogs, or men are this, men are that, that they're unloving, they are not so not understanding of my feelings. But you know what? A lot of times, that could be a number of different things, but we won't go into that. But a lot of times love has a disconnect between two people. And you as a woman, you know, covering your heart, protecting your own heart, you have to identify with that disconnect, because, you know, if you're in a disconnected relationship where love is not connected in any kind of way, you're, you know, just headed for just a big explosion, because a lot of times men will give us signs to let us know that they are not in the relationship. They are not truly present in the relationship. There are some things that a man will just do, and some of us tend to just, you know, want to dismiss it in our minds, not even think about it, hoping that he will get better, hoping that he will change. Guess what, lady? He's not going to change. If a man starts showing you signs that he doesn't want to be with you, it's time for you to start considering to get yourself together, pull yourself together, and get your marching shoes on. Because at the end of that road of when a man starts acting up, that means that somebody's going to get hurt. And 99% of the time it's the woman. Because we want to overlook what he's doing, what he's not doing, and with hopes of him pulling it all together to love you. And a lot of times men will be in relationships because they're not, a lot of times, I'm going to be honest, a lot of them are not brave enough to say to you, I no longer want to be in a relationship with you. They're hoping that you will pick up the signs and just walk away. Ladies, let me tell you one more time, because I've had plenty of conversations with male, getting the male point of view, and a lot of them say that this is their reaction. You know, of course they don't want to share this information because it's this man code kind of thing, but, you know, when you have good male friends, I just grew up having great male friends who let me in, so to speak, because, you know, I entreated them as my friend and nothing more. And so it was comfortable for them to be around a person who did not try to, you know, make something out of nothing. You know, when a person says, somebody tells me that they're my friend, then that's what it is. You know, I roll with that, because a relationship should happen naturally. It should not be forced. I know, you know, people live life thinking that, you know, the men surrounding you are the last man on earth, but that's not true. If you feel truly within your heart that this is your only options out here, then guess what? It's going to be your only option, because that's the way you think. You need to change your mindset on about relationships and men, because you can save yourself from a lot of hurt down the road. If those are listening, thank you for those who are tuned in on the switchboard. You're tuned in to Life with Michelle, and the topic today, don't give up your soul to have his heart. I want to say again to the ladies that there are several different signs that a man give off. And lady, hear this, that it's not always another woman involved. I know it's typical of what society say is happening, but it's not always another woman involved at first. A lot of times, because that women are considered the weaker sex, and men are considered, they're supposed to be these towers of strength and power, we often don't allow for them room to be vulnerable a little bit, for them to just, you know, have that moment where they just need to just let it all out. And a lot of times men are, you know, carrying a lot of load. Men and women carry things differently, and we approach and handle things differently. in our lives. And a lot of times it may be that he may just need you for that moment to just let him be so he can sort out what he's dealing with. And sometimes it doesn't call for a conversation necessarily with you. It may at some point come back to a conversation with you, especially if you guys are in a exclusive relationship. But if you're not in an exclusive relationship with a man, don't expect for him to confide in you unless he wants to, because men typically want to be able to talk to someone who they feel that they can trust with the information that they're holding, whatever that secret is. All right, but I had to say that very quickly. But again, don't give up your soul to have this heart. Ladies, 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 I would caution you. There are so many, I've talked to so many sisters before, and a lot of them go in heavy and hard, start cooking for a man, start washing his clothes. Some of you go as far as you know, picking up and taking his dry cleaning and more cooking, and you are, guess what you're doing? You are setting yourself and setting yourself in the pattern of his wife, assuming that responsibility, and he may not even want to take it to that level with you. So there are certain things that you just should stay away from doing for, you know, for men that you're dating, only for the simple reason is because if you, to a man, it will look like, and again, I'm speaking, you know, from, you know, information that I've gotten from brothers, when a woman does too much in the beginning, that cautions him to, you know, kind of keep you in a certain box, or, you know, keep you in a peg so you won't go too far with it. But he'll take those little favors that you're doing because he probably don't want to do them for himself. But guess what he's doing in his mind? He's taking notes, and he's saying to himself, I already see where this is going. And especially if you're a good person, and if you're a person that that could be wife material, most men don't really want to say anything to you, but they don't want to hurt you. And they won't say to you, you're doing too much. You have to be, as a woman, don't give up your soul. Don't give him everything, every piece of you. Don't make yourself in the pattern of his wife when you're not that. He could just need a friend, and he may find that friendship in you. It's not to say that it'll never, you know, a relationship may not be meant to be, but if you're the type of person, you're just giving up, just saying, well, I will cook for him, I will clean for him, I will blah, 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 blah. I will do all of those things for him without having his total attention or totally having his heart, you know, pondering over the thought of being with you, then you're setting yourself up. So don't give up your soul to have his heart, because he may not even want to give you his heart. Ooh, I'm going to say that one more time. He may not want to give you his heart. Some men, they want to be friends with women, and a platonic friend. They see you as a good person. They see you as a good friend. They see you as a loving person. And that may be the only thing that they see in you. But you, as a woman, you cannot start setting yourself up to say, oh, he will be a good catch. He would make a great guy for me. You know, I'm single, he's single. Once you start accepting all of that and pulling it all together, his mind can be totally in another whole field, another whole planet. You know, his heart could be with someone else that he's not able to, you know, really come together with for whatever reason. But he's giving you time and energy because you two are friends. Friends. Remember, friends. Know how to be a friend with a man. Don't always look at men as, oh, is this my potential husband? Or don't always put yourself in situations where you're making every man that you go out with or come in contact with your next potential husband. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, people are meant to come into our lives for various things. And it's, I'm not saying that there's something wrong with being attracted to that person or entertaining the thought of perhaps being in a relationship with that person. But I will say this, caution you at this, that you should, if it's meant to be, it will happen, so let it occur naturally. If that person says to you they want to be friends with you, you know, just let it be, and you keep on doing you. Keep on doing what you must do. Keep on going on dates with other people. Keep on, you know, being, you know, living your life. Because if you give your soul to a person, you know, indirectly, sometimes we can indirectly give our soul to another person, and that person wasn't, you know, had no intention of trying to take a part of your soul. But there are some people out there, because you offer and they'll take. And we're not necessarily with the intent to hurt you per se, but it ends up that way because you what put all your heart and soul into this individual. You cannot allow yourself, ladies, to give your soul just to have his heart, because you are not headed for a good situation or a good circumstance in your life. You are not headed to the road of being blissfully in love with an individual. You're setting yourself up for hurt because this person has not communicated to you that they love or intend on loving you. Ladies, again, I want to say to you, when we allow ourselves to, this is something that I just really, really, really want women to understand, that a lot of times when a man comes to us and talks to us about things, we often try to assume that role as his helpmate, when we or his companion or his lover or what have you. Sometimes a man just wants a woman to. He may be, you know, talking to you as a friend, and he may just want you to listen. He may just want to, you know, get it off his chest or kind of vent a little bit. But it's not always necessary to try to take on that role of, you know, a wife. Because a wife, her natural process will be to console her husband in certain situations. There will be, you know, things that a wife will say that perhaps a friend may not even say to her male counterpart. But that's, again, a form of giving your soul to a person. You're always offering them, never getting anything in return. No, you know, no kind of, you know, intimate love of not sex, because intimacy doesn't always involve sex, but it's just, you know, giving them giving you some emotional love back. But when you put yourself in the situation of giving more of yourself than he is, then again, you are setting yourself up for hurt. And sometimes we women can paint a picture in their minds when you're spending time with an individual, a male counterpart, and you can paint a picture in your mind that is not even true to his, you know, to the canvas that it's being put on. Just because a man spends time with you, that does not mean that he's trying to build a relationship with you. It doesn't, and you have to be able to strong enough and discerning enough to see that for what it is. A man could want to spend time with you because he wants a break from being with his normal process of dealing with women, and he feels somewhat comforted in you being a friend that he could just talk to without, you know, a woman expecting something from him, a relationship from him, money from him, or love from him that, you know, he may not be able to give at the moment, or kisses and hugs from him, you know, material things from him. He may just want to be in the company of a friend that he, you know, he's maybe spiritually connected to, and that he may be emotionally connected to, that he may love and have a trust with. But, you know, have a deep respect for you. You never want to get to a position where a man is not respecting you or he loses respect for you. Because, again, you're giving up your soul to try to have his heart. Just because he's a single man, again, ladies, if a man says he wants to be your friend, please do not give him any other benefit that does not belong in friendship. Because, again, if he's saying that he wants to be your friend and you allow yourself to be commingled in, you know, romantic matters with him, and he is already communicated, he just wants to be friends, guess what? If you're in a position that you're looking for love, you're yearning for love, and you allow yourself to hook up with him, it is not his fault. It will be your fault, because he has communicated up front that he does not want a relationship. He does not. He wants a friendship with you. And if you allow yourself to get in that predicament where he, you know, in the heat of a moment, allow yourself to get in that predicament, it's going to feel like love to you because that's what you want and desire. But he has already said that's not what he desires. And when you allow yourself, again, you have given up your soul to have his heart, but his heart was not up for sale. I'll use the lack of a better term. His heart wasn't up for sale. I just really want to empower you, my sisters out there, because, you know, love and relationships can be so wonderful and so beautiful, but you have to love yourself more than anything in the world. I love myself more than anything in the world. And it's not something that you automatically know. It's something that you have to, you know, that is kind of, as time comes, you learn that, you know, once you understand as a woman your self-worth, then you won't allow yourself to get in such situations where a man is finagling with your heart, because you're going to know that right away. You're going to know right away if he's, you know, a man that's just really trying to just get what he want to get out of a woman and move on to the next best thing. My advice to you is to listen. Don't speak. Sometimes you just got to speak. Let him speak. And trust me, he will reveal his heart to you. He'll say it in catchphrases. If a man says something like you, that he is, he likes to, you know, he loves beautiful women and he loves, you know, he loves women who, you know, are sexy or built, or, you know, he loves women that know how to cook, you know, women that, you know, that love to dance on the pole. He's telling you something about himself, you know, and you have to pay attention. As a woman, you have to pay attention. When, I don't care how good of a person you think he is, you have to pay attention to what his heart is revealing of who he is. There will be men who will tell you that, I've been known to hurt, you know, break a few hearts. To me, that's his ego, and he's not remorseful about it. And his ego is telling you that he breaks women's hearts. And he's aware that he does it. So, again, women, don't give your soul to have his heart, because, again, his heart is not ready for love. So he's unable to love you in the place where you need to be loved and at the time that you need to be loved. We have, I'm saddened all the time when I see women just, you know, just really being brought down to a valley low because a man has, you know, broken their spirit because he wasn't ready and he wasn't brave enough to tell you that. I'm going to tell you some of the things that let you know that a man is ready. And even if a man is a typical, he's, just say if he's a ladies man, he's, you know, very appealing, very attractive. Women love him, you know, they bow down and worship him or whatever. And that's typical of most women. We really give a man too much of us. But just say, for instance, you with a person you met a man that was really just really out there and just kind of just love all kinds of women and just, you know, maybe even want to call him a womanizer. Some of the things that will let you know that this type of man, see, most women would say this man, or most people would say that type of man is not capable of loving. and the true essence of things is that may be true, but I don't think it's 100% true all the time. I've met, you know, male friends who just kind of ran with this one, ran with that one. But when they found the person that they truly wanted to love, it all ceased. And you know why it all ceased? Because they knew and identified with love. They were out there so much, but so when true love came their way, they wanted nothing more than to love that person. And men already know if you know that they hurt women. You know they have women out there love them so deeply and love them so strongly. But again, it's that you know if they do not love you, they will not give you their heart. They will not give you their attention. They will not do any of those things. But a man that truly wants to love a woman, it doesn't matter if he has 6,000 women around him, and I'm exaggerating just a little bit. But if he had a million of women around him, and you were standing in the middle of the crowd, and he wanted to love you, those 6 million other women wouldn't even matter because he chooses to love you. And some of the ways that you can identify when a man truly loves you, that being the one thing is that, you know, when other women are around, they don't matter. They don't affect him any longer, you know, whereas it probably used to be where he had wondering eyes or he had, you know, he kind of just, you know, flirted a little bit, but you is what mattered to him, and he allowed himself to, you know, and it has to be when love comes that way, it has to be on a man's terms to choose to love you, because when he chooses to love you, it's something just totally real. And I'm not saying that somebody just comes up and say, you know, I want to love you, but his actions tell you everything about him being true to what he wants to do as far as loving you. His actions will be just on point. His mindset will be on point. When the two of you are apart, people will know that the two of you are in a loving relationship because, trust me, there will always be women. When you're in a relationship, there will always be women that try to get what you have. There will always be men that try to get the woman that a man may have. But one thing is certain, that when true love is present, it can't be broken by people who, forces of discord and all of that. It cannot be broken when, you know, the scripture says, when God joins two people together, let no man pull asunder. And really, that really kind of solidifies what I just said, that when true love is present, you know, people can't pull it apart. People will try, but they can't pull it apart. But both of you have to trust one another and be in such a spiritual place and have such a spiritual bond that you know and can discern when things are not, when there's a force present trying to bring you apart. You have to know that, and that's where trust comes in. That's where, you know, the fact that if the both of you were on the front line in battle, that you know automatically what the other one is thinking because you're so spiritually bonded together like that. But again, so tonight we're talking about, don't give up your soul, ladies, to have his heart. You know, because lady, he may not be trying to give his heart to you. You know, and here's another sign that, you know, a man is, you know, trying to get your attention is, you know, and trying to love you is because he may have women maybe look more attractive to you, approaching him, and still his focus is on you. Still loving you is what is important. He may have women just throwing it up in his face, literally, and the importance of loving you is far more important than just a few moments thrill with another woman or things of that nature. Those are some of the things that you can really pinpoint and know when a man's heart is truly with you. Again, if there is ever a conflict and you guys had, you know, especially this instance, you guys had a falling out of something. And there's an issue where you walk out and leave. And if that man chases you, guess what? Again, his heart, he wants to give you his heart. If a man is always checking in on you and he's somewhat, you know, always at your defensive and wanting to make sure that he protects you in many kind of ways, even if you guys are still in a friend mode, but his actions, he reacts to you in a certain way where if somebody's, you know, bothering you, he is there to defend you. If someone is speaking ill against you, he is there to defend you. That is something that automatic connection of love begins to kick in, and he, you know, it matters to him what is said or being done to you. When it matters to a man, look out, sisters. When it matters to a man what hurts you, or who tries to hurt you, that's another sign that his heart is with you. Even if you're still stuck in the friend mode, he may not be aware of it, but when it bothers him, yes, you can rest assured that his heart is being drawn closer to you and nearer to you. Let love happen naturally. Let love take its own course. And it doesn't even matter if he's, you know, in between relationships or what have you, and again, he's connecting with you and just want to just love you as a friend, but you feel something more, that you want more from him. Again, don't allow yourself to give your soul, but do allow yourself to just give him the time that he needs to understand. If you're in a situation where you're not in a rush or, you know, to have a relationship, let it happen naturally. But if you're in a position to, you know, kind of wait without really saying to him, I'm waiting on you, then allow yourself to do it and let love happen naturally. Because a lot of times when a person is thinking of something else, it doesn't always communicate to him, or things that are not always apparent to him, that he needs to be loving you, or he wants to love you. He knows there's a connection between the both of you, but he's not aware that right at that moment that he wants to love you. Something will click on. If this meant to happen, something will click on, and he will say to himself, I want to love this woman. And you have to let it happen naturally like that. But in the meantime, you need to keep yourself busy doing what you need to do for yourself. And in case that never happens, where he decides that he wants to give his heart to you, then at least that you would have not wasted your time pondering over somebody, you know, hoping that they would approach you and saying that they want to love you. I am going to take a brief break. We have 17 more minutes remaining in the show, and you know, I've been talking about don't give up your soul to have his heart, because you are what's important. You are the person that needs to protect your own heart, to love yourself, and don't give all of yourself to a person who may not even want you to give you a piece of him. All right, we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to play Miss Denise Cox with All of Me, and we'll be back with more Life with Michelle. Topic discussion, don't give up your soul to have his heart. All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network Station with Michelle E. Alford. And this is our segment with Life with Michelle E. Alford, or Mia Happy Life Coaching. And our topic today is Don't Give Up Your Soul to Have His Heart. We've talked about a lot of things, but I want to get back into women. When we first started off the discussion about, you know, knowing your self-worth, one of the things, you know, when you know your self-worth, women, men are able to pick up on it. They, you know, one of the most attractive things to a man and a woman is when she is very confident in herself. It is something that he appreciates about a woman that loves herself, that you don't really necessarily need another person or a man to tell her that she's beautiful, that, you know, she's, you know, loving, that she's caring. She don't need that. And yes, it's something that we would love to have, but she doesn't need that to consider herself as a woman of worth or a woman that that is accepting or able to receive love. There's a certain appreciation for a woman when she knows how beautiful she is, how confident that she is, and when a woman allows herself to possess all the beauty in her own self and possess that self-worth, guess what? That is very attractive to men. That is something so attractive, you know, and I'm going to say true men. I'll you know, change it a little bit. It should be true men because, you know, men who want women to have low self-esteem is typically because they have issues going on within themselves as well. But if you really want to connect with somebody divinely and in the purest form of love, I always tell everybody or the women that I talk to, that you have to know and possess the love for yourself and love yourself before a man can really truly love you, because the love, self-love begins within you. If you don't have love for yourself, no one else can love you as deeply as you need, because you don't know exactly what that means to be loved, because you don't love yourself. So it's very important to understand yourself. Where we define what self-esteem was, and that is knowing a woman or man knowing his or her worth. And I cannot stress that enough, because if you don't know your worth, you will continue to give your soul to a man who can't give you his heart or will not give you his heart. And guess what? You will be the person that's always crying, the person that's always yearning for love, the person that's always in a place where you're distraught over not having love, or, you know, and the person that's angry because you see other people holding hands and kissing in public places and you're wishing that was you. You have to find within yourself, go to that place. Again, I always, always say that meditation is some form of just really centralizing your thoughts in your mind and your spirit. And I would, you know, say as a woman, to learn how to take care of yourself mentally, spiritually, financially, all of those things, because if you desire to have that type of person in your life, you have to first be that yourself. But if you desire to have that type of person in your life, guess what? You will draw that kind of person if that is a true picture of who you are. I talk to so many women all the time where they wish that they had a better relationship. They wish they was in, you know, they say they keep attracting the wrong type of men, keep attracting men who don't have anything or who are not doing anything or don't want to do anything. But that should tell you there is something that's going on within you. People are going to be attracted to you anyway. You know, it doesn't mean that something's wrong all the time, because sometimes, you know, men who don't have nothing are looking for women with something, with hopes of having a sugar mama, I guess. That term out there, that's a very interesting term, sugar mama, but believe it or not, that's so true. that you know, we have seekers of men who want to connect with women who have their own or have a different type, you know, have their own money, have their own cars, and then they don't bring anything to the table. But that's another discussion. Trust me, that is another discussion. We're talking about don't give up your soul to have his heart. A lot of times it has to be a reciprocal process. It has to be that a man is also giving you, giving you what you need in the relationship. It has to be reciprocal, or it's just not going to work. Period. His way of living, you should not adapt to his way of living if that's the only, you know, only way of living he says is going to be, you know, workable in the relationship. Because if that's the case, then again, you are in the wrong situation or the wrong relationship, that a person is only wanting you to sacrifice and give. You want to be able to get yourself involved with a relationship that a person feels equally is responsible for the relationship and wants to, you know, unequivocally, I'm saying that to, you want to make sure that he gives you an equal amount of commitment to the relationship, and a commitment that's just a strong and powerful word. You have to be able to be in a, you know, you should want to be in a relationship where a person says, my relationship with you is just as important as anything in the whole wide world, or the most important thing in the whole wide world outside of, you know, living a spiritual life and taking care of your responsibility. But, you know, when you find a person like that, that's the person, the kind of person you want to connect with, who feels, who's going to give you all or nothing. Just like we just played the song by Miss Jamise Cox, all of me. Now, you know, it's important, you know, in any type of relationship, the both of you should be putting an equal amount of commitment and loyalty and dedication into the relationship. When it's just, it falls short on either one of you side, then that's when you start, you definitely need to start addressing some things before they spiral into something totally different and in some way bring you apart. We have to check in on love. We really do. We have to, you know, sometimes people say, I hear people say this all the time, that love should be enough, or once we love each other, we're going to love each other for always. But you have to work at love. You have to maintain love. You have to manage love. Like, you know, I had a show before where I was talking about managing your life. We have to manage everything in order to keep it under control. So that's the same thing with love. When we're in a relationship, that both of you have to work at managing the relationship if you want to continue to be in a blissful relationship, in a relationship that's healthy for you. So it's very important that, you know, that neither one of you are giving up, sacrificing more than the other. It should be a total 50-50 commitment to the relationship, and the both of you equally giving the same amount to, or the same, putting in the same effort to make sure that this relationship stays whole. You know, the approach of relationship should be in a holistic manner, making sure that this relationship is bound in love, peace, spirituality, just love in a bundle, and all of those things that come in that bundle, it should be in the both of you to, you know, bring to the table, and you know, make that relationship work. But again, women, if you allow yourself to give your soul to a man before he even you know, tries to say that he's interested, because a lot of us jump the gun and we, you know, think a man wants, and all he's saying to, you know, saying that I want a good friend, I want to be able to talk to a good friend, I want to be able to sometimes even hang out with a good friend, I want to be able to, you know, if I can't talk to anybody else, you know, and he needs a female perspective on something, he want to be able to just hang out and not have anything. And you have to make sure it stays on that level, because you don't want to be in a situation where you're giving, you're supposed to be in the friendship mode, but you're giving benefits in that friendship because, again, down the road, you will be the only one that will be hurt. So, again, women, don't give up your soul to have a piece of his heart. We a lot of women use strategies to try to win the heart of a man. They use, you know, just all the things he likes. They may decide that they want to put favorites of cookies and cakes and pie, knowing, you know, just personal information about a man. You may decide to start doing that, and guess what? He's going to take it. He's going to take it because it's something that he likes. But guess what? In the back of his mind, he already saying, I already see where this is going. You know, I only, you know, I've told her up front that I just want to be friends. So if something happens between us, it would be her fault. He done already rationalized, you know, that, you know, if something happens between, you know, it's on her because she's a grown woman. She should be a big girl and understand that, you know, it's, for me, it's just about friendship. But if you want to give me some benefits, guess what? I'm going to take it. There's some men that would do that. Actually, they will go ahead and take those benefits that you're offering up. You, in your mind, you think you're strategizing to win his heart, but you're only giving up your soul to have a piece of his heart when he already said that he's not going to give it because it ain't up for grabs. Again, a man can spend time with you, but he could be totally in love with someone else. But in between, you know, whatever they're going through together, he will, you know, fraternize with female friends. He will talk to female friends. And guess what? His heart is still with that person, even though they could be separated, but he has emotionally and spiritually perhaps attached himself to this person. And if a person don't get over a person totally and they allow themselves to get in a relationship with another person, again, that person is trying to give it up, give up their soul to have to hope with hopes of, you know, them maybe, you know, having a piece of his heart, you're setting yourself up, ladies, for hurt because, again, a man may not say that, you know, tell you exactly what's going on with his past relationship, but a lot of them are still emotionally, you know, they still are emotionally attached to that relationship, and sometimes they even get to those modes where if they see a space where they can mend that relationship, they will try that. And their intent is not to hurt you, but you're the person that they have not given their heart to, but you, in turn, gave your soul at your own risk. And you knew exactly, you know, was, you know, very clear to you that he was in a past relationship or just recently out of a relationship, but you allowed yourself to fall right into place, hoping that he would say, hey, let's try to do something together. But he's still emotionally tied to a person. I say to every person that they should allow themselves time between relationships before they go on to the next, because people get hurt. You know, people get back with their exes and say, hey, let's try to do this again. And they could already have started something on with the next person. But that person was a rebound person, and guess what? They end up being the person that's hurt in that situation, and when they really didn't have nothing to do with it in the first place other than they became the rebound person. And now, you know, they've allowed themselves in a situation. Now they hurt for the next person that they get in a relationship. And this is what happens when, you know, we don't allow ourselves time to heal, ladies, in between relationships, and we don't allow ourselves to really truly listen to what a man is communicating to us. When he first began talking to us, because trust me, just listen. Don't even talk. Listen to what a man is saying, having a conversation with you. He'll tell you in so many words, but it may be indirectly, but he'll tell you little things like, I love keeping, you know, I love the company of women. Just little subtle things like that. You know, that tells you right there, he may not even be ready for a monogamous committed relationship. Because he, so many things that are still unresolved within himself, he may be experiencing a disconnect with love, and he associates with love with a number of women that he's able to, you know, hook up with. You know, there's a different process for men. You know, they have this ego thing where, you know, a woman, you know, is into them, they can just or oblige them just because they are a man. But until a man reaches his level of maturity, you know, as far as with regards to relationships, he's going to react to every situation that comes his way because he is a man that is unprepared or unready to give his heart totally to one woman. And women, we have to identify with that. When we meet that type of man, it doesn't mean that he's a bad man. What it does mean, he's been totally honest with you by telling you, you know, in so many words, maybe not directly, but in so many words, that he loves to, he loves women, he loves to do this, he loves it. He's already telling you that he is not ready to be in a committed relationship. It doesn't matter how good and wonderful you are, how powerful you are, if that man is not ready, ladies, you are setting up yourself, you're giving up your soul to have his, and he is saying that he's not ready to give his heart to one woman. So I want to caution you, ladies, to just pay attention, you know, learn to listen to men. Don't allow yourself to get in a situation where you're dating men and you're automatically assuming that, okay, you already put in your mind, you know, you're looking for your wedding dress, you're already scheduling the thinking about the place where you're going to have the wedding. Not every man that comes into your life is meant to be your husband. Perhaps he just, you know, treats them as friends, and that's all. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the moment because you are a single woman and because that is a single man. You're automatically assuming that this person is supposed to connect with you on a romantic level, and it could be a man that's just coming into your life to teach you a lesson about love or to, you know, help you graduate to the next level or to give you some perspective on from the male point of view about love. You know, he could become just a good friend. Allow yourself to be a friend to a man. Don't allow yourself to automatically put him in husband mode because he may not be the one for you. He may not be a person that can be a husband to a woman. He may not, you know, one woman, I should say. He may be a person that for a much, much longer period of time that he's going to need to act out his lust that he has still within him because it's still he's at a disconnect in his life with love. A lot of times men are disconnected with love, and some of them are purposely like that. Some of them don't want to be in a committed relationship until they're much older in the game. They feel like, hey, I'm still young and got it going on, so I'm going to do me and keep it going. But a lot of times we definitely set ourselves up by giving our soul to have a piece of his heart. Little men naturally want to share his heart with you. And the only thing that I can tell you is to be, keep remembering who you are. Keep remembering your self-worth. Keep remembering if a man even offers you a part of him or a piece of him, you know, you let them know that you know your self-worth is either all of you or nothing at all. And I don't mean giving a man an ultimatum about marriage. I mean just standing up and giving and letting a man know that you respect and love yourself over and above all things and that he's going to do the same. If he can't give you that same respect in a relationship, then there is no relationship to be had between the two of you. You have to let him know that and stand up for that. Women, stand up and be the woman that you are and that you should be. Stop setting yourself up for hurt and failure in relationships. Stop setting yourself up for a platform of love with a certain individual, and you may not even supposed to be with that individual. That person could just be in your life for other reasons than a romantic relationship, and you need to be very discerning or become very discerning so that you can pick up on that right away. I can't stress it enough. Don't give up your soul. When you sleep with a man, when you start doing cooking and cleaning for him and you're not in a relationship with him, when you begin just doing things for him that he didn't ask for from you, and I'm not saying that a friend is not supposed to do certain things for a friend. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you do it excessively, if you excessively involved with trying to do things for him, trying to make him happy, those are all the processes of a woman that he's decided to share his heart with, so she does what she's supposed to do in a relationship or should do in a relationship that involves commitment. But if you give yourself to a person who said, hey, you know, I didn't ask you for this. You know, I told you in the beginning we were just friends. And guess what? He'll be right. Ladies, you need to get yourself out of that mold of believing and thinking that all men are dogs. The reason why so many women think that is because they've run into people that they've tried to make into husband material or to try to build a relationship with them, knowing full well of what their heart intents had, and you still chose to look at the signs of saying that this man perhaps is not ready to be in a committed relationship. You look past that, hoping that your love will be the love that just wow him and just make him say, hey, all others don't even matter. Trust me, when a man is ready to do that with you, you will know it. The world will know it. And I know that most women say it's kind of sad for him to wait on you. I'm not telling you to wait on a man until he gets it together. But what I am saying is that if you choose to be in a relationship like that or try to be in a relationship like that, let him be the one that says, hey, you are the one. And don't let it be a situation where he's just saying that because he believes that that's what you want. A man that comes to an informed and a really a decision like that, it's something powerful about his presentation. It's not a whole lot of words, but it's about his actions. Because a man can say everything, because he can say a whole lot of things that he thinks you want to hear. But a man that put it into action, those words into action, that's the one you need to pay attention to, because it's just something about genuine about the way you love a person. And I'm not talking about his material things, that his the way he treats you, the way he speaks about you, is everything is loving, you know, and that's how you know that your heart, his heart, has been given to you because he chooses to love you. He chooses to be with you. He chooses to say, this is the person that I want to spend my life with, to spend my time with, spend my energy on loving. All of those things, because the actions will be just there and just present. He will be a present person in your life. Not considering all others around him, it won't even matter who the other women are, you know, what they're thinking of, how many other women want him, none of those things, because he chooses to love you. And you got to be able to know that you have that type of man, because if you don't know that, you can also kind of run that person away. But ladies, again, I want to empower you. Just don't give up your soul so quickly to a man. Allow yourself to engage in having a great time with this person. And if he doesn't speak about having, you know, any type of relationship, committed relationship with you, guess what? That's what it's called, dating is for. When you're dating people, you're there to have a good time with them. And if they want to take it to the next level, they certainly will approach you with that. Because trust me, when a man wants something, he don't want no other man to have it. You know, and he will step up just to make sure that he's with you. So you have to look at all of those signs, ladies. Stop cooking and baking pies for men who, you know, who's not ready for relationships. Stop setting yourself, your own self up. It's just like putting a hit out on your own emotions and your own heart, because you are trying to set up a stage that may not even need to be set in the first place. Allow yourself to be friends with men when they decide that they want something more with you. Guess what? They'll come. They'll show up. They'll step up and say that I want a relationship with you. And they'll mean it, because, it takes a moment for a man to get there. And once he gets there, normally it is definitely something that, you know, he wants to do. And I'm talking about, you have to know that you're dealing with a real man and not somebody that's out playing games. It's very important to identify with that, because the person who's playing games, you know, if you're a discerning woman, you understand that he's playing. He's just kicking game. A man that is true and real about his, everything about him and his actions will, you know, promote the love between the two of you. it won't be no secret. You know, you won't be his secret. I don't care how much he said that this is he doing this for his business or whatever. You will not be his secret. He will let the world know that he loves you. And I'm not saying that he needs to be, you know, screaming out your name 24/7, everywhere he go. But what I am saying is that when the two of you are apart, people know that you love one another. He loves you, and you love him. And he speaks very highly of you, and you know he just adores you, and he makes it known. It's not something that's hidden. All right, but I want to leave you ladies with some positive affirmations, because I think that you know a lot of times we have to condition our we have to go within ourselves to condition our minds to understand that we need to be women who are strong, not just saying that you're strong, but are strong and know your self-worth and keep it up with it, you know, maintaining that self-worth and just let, you know, when you come in contact with a man that you may be interested in, you have to make him see or help him see that same beauty, the beauty in you, the strength in you without trying to push his hand and trying to be in a relationship with you. It's just something that should automatically exude from you that he adores and wants to come in contact with. But I'm going to give you ladies some affirmations because I want you to really, you know, assess yourself and mentally prepare yourself for love. Mentally allow yourself to be in, you know, great situations, loving situations where you're happy with yourself first because, you know, you have to first love yourself before you can, you know, entreat someone else and allow them to love you as well. It has to be an even balance because, first of all, loving you is so important. If you can't do that for yourself, no one else can, properly, I should say. All right, number one affirmation, women, my sisters, don't give up your soul to have a piece of his heart. I want you to instead affirm to yourself as a woman, I feel safe and protected. Number two, life supports me fully. I am always loved. I can handle anything that comes into my life. I deserve to be respected. I want to say that one more time. I deserve to be respected, ladies. If you know you deserve to be respected, guess what? You're not going to give up your soul just to have a piece of his heart. You know, because you know that you are a woman that should and needs to be respected, and, you know, you are a woman of honor, and the man that you're with should be, you know, making sure that he's respecting you. He knows that he has to respect you because, you know, he knows what type of woman you are. I express my femininity with grace and ease. I am beautiful. I am at peace in my own body. I release my limiting beliefs about myself. I want to say that one more time. I release my limiting beliefs about myself. Ladies, believe in yourself. Again, it goes back to that self-worth, that self-esteem, ladies. If you know your self-worth, you are not going to give up your soul just to have a piece of his heart. Because you know as a woman that is that esteems her own self highly, that a man that chooses to love you or wants to love you, he will not give you half of his heart. He will not cause you to beg for his heart. He will freely give you his heart because he trusts you with his heart. All right. I transmit harmony to everyone I come in contact with. I relish in the experience of life. I am whole and complete. Again, I want to say that one more time. I am whole and complete. Ladies, again, that goes back to self-worth and wow, you know, you have to be whole within yourself. You have to be, a man cannot complete you, ladies. I know they have this infamous line out there in the movies saying, because you complete, I love you because you complete me. A person cannot complete you. They can balance with you, but they cannot complete you. You have to complete yourself. And I know what they mean when they say that. I do not dismiss the beauty in such a statement, but the reality of it is a person cannot complete you. You have to be whole with yourself, and the two wholes of you have to come together as one. And but I am whole and complete. So make sure you're nurturing your mind, your body, and your spirit, ladies. Again, just, you know, get to that point in your life when you're very discerning and you're paying attention to what a man is communicating to you, because we could save ourselves from a lot of hurt, ladies, if we just listen to what a man is already telling us. Even if he doesn't realize he's telling us who he is and wholeheartedly, you could save yourself from a lot of hurt just by paying attention to the first few minutes of your conversation with him. Because trust me, if a man has ill intent, it will come across in his conversation with the first 10 minutes. I remember 15 years ago when I first got into real estate, they told me that the first 10 minutes of having a conversation with a potential buyer, you know whether they are a serious buyer or not. And that method, that is so, so true. Ever since they told me that, every time I spoke to a buyer, I already knew whether they were serious or not. And that saved me a lot of time and energy. And guess what, ladies? If you pay attention to the first 10 minutes of a man's conversation, it will, and sometimes it don't even take the 10 minutes. I'll just put it out there. It won't take the 10 minutes. But allow yourself to be discerning. Be open-minded. Don't be skeptical of every man or just, you know, that comes your way. What I am saying, just be discerning and just pay attention to what's being said with you, because you don't want your time to be wasted in trying to hook up with somebody who don't want to be hooked up with you. All right, we got a couple of more, and we're going to keep it going. It is easy for me to assert myself. All right, ladies. All right, that goes there. They kind of coincide with that self-esteem, ladies. You know, you have to have that self-esteem and make some moves in your own life for your own self. And then, you know, let him fall into place and balance with you. And, you know, life can be grand. And the next affirmation is, I move easily with the flow of life. I am a magnet for love. I love that one. I am a magnet for love. Ladies, let me tell you one thing. How to become a magnet for love is, again, loving yourself, because when you love yourself, oh, love has to, you know, match itself up with you and magnetize himself to you. And guess what? It will be grand and beautiful. So, you know, if you want to be a magnet of love, first love you. First, love you. Don't give up your soul to have a piece of his heart, because you have the right to be loved by somebody that totally and completely loves you and magnetizes the love in you to his love. Yes, indeed, baby. All right, and I got a few more. I choose to experience kindness and compassion. Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a few secrets that a couple of brothers told me. They love kind women. Believe it or not, there are some men who like women who are feisty, but you can be feisty and not mean and ill-will toward a person. You can be feisty and be kind and compassionate at the same time. Men love kind and compassionate women because that shows that true picture of being a woman. They want kind women. They want compassionate women. So that's one of my little secrets that, you know, some of the brothers have shared with me. They truly do want kind women. They just don't want a woman that they can just push over, so to speak, that who doesn't have her own backbone, who cannot assert herself. Because you could do all of those things and you could be soft-spoken, but you can be a woman that chooses to be soft and kind and compassionate. But when it comes down to, you know, what you need to do in your life, you can be assertive and you can be outgoing. You can be all of those things that you choose to live your daily life. That's just being a compassionate and kind person, but you have all the qualities that makes for a very powerful woman. All right, and the last one is, I am thankful for being a woman. Every woman Say it loud, say it loud. I'm a woman and I am proud. I am thankful for being a woman. You know what? I am so thankful to the divine, the almighty for making me into a woman. I love being a woman. I love being able to share love with people. I love being kind. I love being compassionate. I love being nurturing. And I love being able to allow beauty to exude from my spirit. I love being able to feel beautiful when no one else tells me that I'm beautiful. I love the fact that I can, you know, have a bouquet of flowers and just, you know, be in that moment of awe just because of how beautiful the flowers are and how it makes me feel, you know, just, you know, soft and feminine, you know, just to have flowers. You know, my favorite flower are orchids, and I love all types of orchids. And it's just such a feminine plant, just beautiful, just beautiful. It comes in all many shapes and sizes, and, you know, it's just a feminine plant, and I've always liked it. It doesn't really have a smell, but it's just a beautiful flower that I love. But again, ladies, don't allow yourself, don't give up your soul just to have his heart, because again, guess what? He may not want to give you his heart. He may never give you his heart. And therefore, you're waiting around for somebody and pondering over somebody who may not even take it to the next level. And you're missing out on that person that's waiting in the balance for you, waiting to say, I want to love this woman unconditionally with my whole heart. I want to give her my heart, my mind, my soul, and my spirit. I want to match up, you know, seamlessly with her spirit and her mind and her soul and all of those things, wonderful things. When we keep ourselves tied up emotionally with somebody that don't want to be with us, you know, allow yourself to be loved by someone who wants to love you back, ladies. And with that being said, I am going to end this segment of the show because I went into some serious overtime, but I was enjoying talking about this topic because I really truly want my sisters to be empowered to love yourself and allow yourself to be in loving relationships because you deserve it. You know, there are good brothers out there. There are good brothers at, who are willing to love women and not take them through all this, you know, ups and downs with, you know, trying to be with other women. Because those are the things that when a man is like that, he is saying that he lacks the capacity to love monogamously. And so when he's telling you that, ladies, you got to let it go and just let him do what he must do. If he wants to mature later on in his life, let him do it on his own time. But don't allow yourself to be stuck in a relationship where a person is trying to still figure out if they want to be in a monogamous relationship or they have a bigger appetite and they need to spread their wings. Don't allow yourself to be entrapped in a relationship like that. Don't feel like love will never come to you. Because, you know, the longer you tell yourself that, you know, there are not any good men out there, there are not enough men out there, that's what's going to come to you in the universe because you keep putting it out in the universe. Allow yourself, affirm love into your life. Affirm that you will be loved by the man that, you know, truly deserves to love you and is equipped to love you properly. Allow yourself to do that. Trust me. If you have a true spiritual connection and walk with the Almighty, He ain't gonna let you down, ladies. If God provides for you a place to sleep, you know, just begin to really deeply ponder over how powerful and good God is to you daily. We keep thinking that He doesn't have us in the relationship department, but we gotta let Him handle that. Be about your business, ladies. Do what you need to do out here. If you're a businesswoman, be in business because you will probably meet your significant other or your future husband in the course of you being busy or doing what it is that you do. Allow that love process to happen. You know, I'm not saying you can't sit at home and expect for a husband to come knocking on your door or love to come knocking on your door. It's a small window of the possibility of that happening. But until then, you know, allow yourself to be out and about and just doing things that worthwhile. Volunteer. you know, work your business, you know, do little things, you know, go to cooking classes, just do all kinds of, you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing so many, I'm involving myself in many things, and I'm allowing myself to invite my one and only true love into my life, because he's not going to come into my life until he's 100% right with, you know, and he's divinely aligned in his spirit about love and choosing to love me monogamously. You have to know that God got my back. I ain't even worried about a relationship because, you know, I attract so many different, you know, even with my hips and all, ladies, I want to encourage the plus size sisters, ladies, hey, you know, you got the hips, that's all right. If you want to, you know, if that's something that you're concerned about, change the circumstances. But otherwise, don't let it be something that keeps you from knowing that you can find love and accept love into your life. Allow yourself to say, hey, I love myself. I love my curves. I love my skin. And if somebody else comes your way and don't like it, then that's not the one. But if somebody comes your way and he loves it, all right, he may be the one. Because, you know, you can't automatically say that's the one either. You got to definitely make sure that it's somebody that loves you truly and unconditionally, no matter what. But allow yourself to invite love into your life. Stop giving men wife benefits or boyfriend benefits. I heard someone say, "Stop giving a man wife benefits when they deserve and when they're supposed to get boyfriend benefits." Because there are some things that a wife is designed to do or meant to do for a husband that a girlfriend is not supposed to give to a boyfriend. Just a total different situation. So, my ladies, my sisters, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm so excited about you tuning in to Life with Michelle of Mia Happy Life Coaching. I am so excited about my company's motto is helping all push past you. That's all I aim to do is help all push past you. I don't just speak with women, but, you know, men too. You know, occasionally I have a man as a client. But it's a lot of work to be put into coaching. But, you know, it's my duty and my honor to be able to serve people in this capacity and be the person who helps them to find change in their life and become, you know, more happier in their life, more whole in their lives. I want to leave you with my direct line for Mia Happy Life Coaching. It's 734-288-7189. My website, feel free to join there with me. We're still doing some updates on it, but my website is officialmichellealford.com. My email address is miahappy, miahappy@gmail.com. Again, the number is 734-288-7189. If should you have any needs for coaching, feel free to reach out and call me. And we can have a discussion, you know, we do, with me being in, a lot of different things in my life, being licensed and certified in different things, my coaching approach is covers a lot of different things, authorship, mental release, relationships, business matters, real estate, it's a lot of things that I cover because, you know, over the years, you know, when you're involved in a lot of different things, you can help a lot of different people with the resource, you know, that you have and the education and the experience that you have. So I would love to connect with you, and I want to see if I'm able to help you to get past years in your life and usher you into a more happier existence. Again, the number is 734-288-7189. I'm here every Sunday, as typically it's at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. However, this week we had to switch it over to 9 p.m., so it may occasionally change due to, you know, other things that I'm doing. But I love to keep having the show. I'm hoping that you're checking out the archives on a regular basis so that we can connect And you can guys can come in if you want to suggest any topics for me, if you want to talk specifically about certain things, please let me know that as well. Connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook fan page, and that is Official Michelle E. Alford. I think I have the period. So Official Michelle E. period Alford is my fan page. So please connect with me there, like my page, and stay connected with what I'm doing. This upcoming Saturday, I will be doing a 10-pallet salad in the community where I'll be preparing various salads, 10 different salads, and inviting the community to come in and eat with me for free. We'll do that so often on different, you know, just do different things within the community. And I'd love for you guys to come out and hang out with us and just be a blessing to the community and be a part of healing the community one at a time. All right, I want to say God bless and thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network Station. On this hour of Life with Michelle E. Alford, and there was a great discussion on don't give your soul to gain his heart, to get a piece of his heart. Remember, ladies, it's not worth it if you're giving everything and he's giving you nothing. So with that being said, I want to say God bless. Hold your head up and make sure you affirm to yourself how beautiful you are, how worthy you are, and know that and accept that you are a beautiful woman, and always be thankful that you are a woman. All right. We're going to take it out jazzy and take it down here with Yancy. All right. Don't forget to tune in to all of our other regular shows throughout the week. We have so many different hosts on the network. We are welcoming more hosts on the forum relatively soon. We have from Monday through Sunday, we have shows throughout the week, so make sure you tune in. It's the same number, same place, the same time. And we just love to have you fellowship with us and just kind of tune into what we're doing here on the network. I always say that the Poetic Energy Network says this is a place where we're uniting voices and changing lives. And we hope to continue to do that with all of you as much as we can because there's a lot of helpful information that is shared here on the show. We cover health, we cover life, spirituality, business, news, entertainment. So we're impacting so many of you in so many different ways. And it's just awesome to be able to do that here on a forum, otherwise we would have to pay mega bucks to have a brick and mortar kind of place. Brick and mortar, I should say. I'm getting my tongue tying for some reason, and but I am glad that we had this hour and a half together because I kind of went over time a little bit, and I'm gonna actually take it out with an old school tune and call it a night. Love you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. All right.
Telephone.